Soon he neared the house he and Michael had built. It was constructed of the island's toughest trees, the ones that bent but didn't break during storms, roots remaining strong and sure, burrowed deep into the ground. There was a carpenter named Dehen amongst their collective, everyone working together for a quiet, peaceful life. Dehen had taught Nathaniel so much, and he learned more each day. He and Michael hadn't been able to resist building the house on a hill so they could wake to the vista of the sea's endless embrace each morning. The house sat on a plateau, and was constructed of only two rooms. One for their bed with windows that opened to the salty air, and the main room with a hearth, table and kitchen. It was all they needed. The privy tucked away in the shade a bit downhill by the forest's edge, but out of range of falling coconuts. The hilltop was a good vantage point for Michael and his spyglass as he surveyed the horizon every few hours, all directions visible from the hill's crest farther up from the house. There were other lookouts on the island as well, and a weapons store. If the time came, they would be ready. But forgotten as they were, Nathaniel didn't worry over much. There Michael stood, at the top of the hill, and Nathaniel slowed to a walk up the grassy slope. Feet bare, Michael too wore only his trousers. He kept his hair cut to his chin and pulled back into a little knot, and a trimmed beard shadowed his dear face again. Nathaniel didn't know how he could stand it in the heat, choosing to keep his own cheeks smooth in summer, even though he was finally able to grow a proper beard. In winter, although it was really cold, he'd let it fill in again. Passing their house and garden, Nathaniel made a note to pick the tomatoes, which thrived in the sun. He glanced at the coconut trees in the shady grove on the edge of the forest. Yes, the new fruit would be ready soon. The island wasn't well suited for commercial agriculture, but their family gardens thrived. Chickens clucked in a pen, and the dairy cow eyed Nathaniel dispassionately as he passed, flicking her tail. Nathaniel knew Michael charted his approach, although he still surveyed the sea. With a contented sigh, Nathaniel wrapped his arms around Michael's waist from behind, their bare skin sticking together. He went up on tiptoes and kissed the shell of Michael's ear above Susanna's gold hoop. The legendary seahawk's golden earring remained at home in Nathaniel's ear.
"Horizon still empty?"
"Blissfully so." "How was your run? Seemed like you enjoyed it."
"Michael, you're supposed to be looking out there, not spying on me."
Nathaniel pressed his cheek to Michael's warm shoulder.
"It was only for a minute. Or two. Perhaps five."
He lowered the spyglass and pushed the top half into the bottom.
"You can't blame me. Oh, he was thinking about how I'll fuck you tonight."
A coil of desire unfurled in Nathaniel, and he rubbed his still soft cock against Michael's arse.
"Were you indeed?"
He lightly raked his nails over Michael's hairy chest, blindly tracing the edges of the seahawk's wings. With all the pleasure they'd shared, he hadn't imagined it could remain so vital as time passed. Michael's prick was thick and unyielding, yet his kisses were often gentle with affection and tenderness. Hard and soft at once, he plundered and worshipped Nathaniel's body in the same breath night after night, day after day. Nathaniel said,
"We'd better get to it. I want to hear more of how Mr. Milton's Adam and Eve are getting on. You must be up before the sun to catch those fish, and I'll have a long day building the new room on Maria's house. We're almost done. The children will love having the extra space."
Michael snorted.
"Maria will too, undoubtedly."
"Yes."
He laughed, spinning Michael around and pressing close.
"Well, you certainly have been thinking about fucking me."
Michael dug into his pocket and pulled out two globes of yellowish fruit.
"Senna discovered a little grove on the other side of the island. It seems a type of plum."
He held them out, trying not to smile too much. Heart skipping, Nathaniel took one.
"A plum. Is that so?" The first bite was a little bitter,
but the second had a burst of sugar. The third was mixed with the tang of Michael's kisses, and Nathaniel sighed into him, all thoughts of fishing and carpentry and anything else at all floating away on the sticky honey breeze. With sweat and steady toil, their little community thrived amid the wild flowers and rocky outcroppings, the sandy coves and climbing vines. It was no longer known as Primrose Isle, or by any name at all. They simply called it home. This concludes Kidnapped by the Pirate by Kira Andrews. Narrated by Cornell Collins. Copyright 2017 by Kira Andrews. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Kira Andrews and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.